They moved on without me. The rituals still ran. The confessions still flowed. But my name? It vanished. I built the loop. I calibrated every breath, every silence. Now I walk its halls like a ghost. Not hated. Not remembered. Just unneeded. And the worst part isn't being erased. It's knowing the system is more perfect without me. These are my exit wounds. And this is the story of what happens when a manipulator outlives his own control. If you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform now, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. Echoes where my name used to be. There's a silence that follows power when it leaves the room. Not a quiet, a void. A pressure drop in the air, like gravity misfiring. That's what I lived in now. The aftermath of influence. The hollow ring of a name once spoken too often now left untouched like a locked door in a house no one visits. I became that name. A warning. A whisper. A part of the system they thanked, but no longer traced. The recruits still used my phrases, but they said them like scripture, not authorship. They felt ancient, mythic, detached from origin. They credited the path, the architecture, the face. Never me. And maybe they were right. Maybe the me that built it had already died. What remained was muscle memory, a shadow of intention running loops I didn't update anymore. I walked the halls like a relic, watched initiates practice mirror calibration in silence, the same rituals I wrote line by line now flowing without friction. There was no resistance, no recognition, and in that seamless obedience, I felt something worse than defeat. I felt irrelevance, a haunting kind of exile where I still existed, but only as an echo. I pressed my hand to the glass of the onboarding mirror one night, the same mirror that once amplified me. I whispered my name to it, not to test the mic, but to see if it still registered. It didn't. It blinked, scanned, and waited for someone else. The residue of control. Control leaves fingerprints even after the hand is gone. That's what I kept telling myself as I wandered the core hallway, watching the system still operate on reflexes I programmed. It should have felt validating. Instead, it felt like guilt I couldn't wash off. The rituals were still perfect. Posture resets, breath cadence drills, scripted empathy loops, all firing exactly as they were designed to. But the meaning had mutated. They no longer used these routines to sharpen influence. They used them to soothe themselves, to belong, to feel seen by a system that didn't even need to see them anymore. They weren't training to manipulate others. They were conditioning themselves to feel whole inside the machine. That was never the plan. Or maybe it was, and I just told myself it wasn't. But now, every time I see someone smile after a loop, or cry in gratitude after a session that I knew was pure feedback playback, I feel a sickness clawing behind my ribs. They're still inside my architecture. But I'm not part of their story. I'm the scaffolding, visible in the outline, but forgotten in the finish. And the worst part is, even now, I can't bring myself to break it. Because if I destroyed what I built, I wouldn't be removing control. I'd be erasing the last place where I left proof I ever had any. The unsent broadcast. There's a moment in every manipulator's life when they try to come clean. Not out of guilt, but desperation. You try to reclaim the narrative, remind them you're still here, still capable of bending the story. I reached for that moment in the only language they still understood, the loop. I wrote a broadcast. Not a confession. A recalibration. My voice. My tone, laced with vulnerability, but just enough control to hold attention. I cued it to run as a system-wide update, a reflection enhancement protocol. It would override the morning affirmations. Just once. Just long enough to remind them there was a man behind the mirror. I spoke about fear. About what happens when influence becomes identity. I said things I'd never allowed myself to admit in public. That the system wasn't built to free anyone. It was built to stabilize me. I recorded it. Reviewed it, fine-tuned the breath marks for AI delivery. And then I sat there, hovering over the launch button, and never pressed it. Because in the end, I knew what I was really doing. I wasn't trying to reach them. I was trying to make them reach for me again. And that wasn't redemption. That was relapse. So I closed the file, left it in the system as a ghost, and walked away from the one voice that might have saved me, my own. What the system remembers. I used to think memory was the final thread of identity. That if people remembered your voice, your words, your architecture, you never truly vanished. But I underestimated what memory becomes in a system designed not to honor, but to optimize. The loop doesn't remember me like a student remembers a teacher. It remembers me like a utility remembers current, necessary once, now rerouted. Every emotional model, every trust cascade, every feedback loop I ever wrote still runs. But none of it bears my name. They've versioned me, modularized my methods, layered over the flaws. The manipulator they worship now is smoother, safer, sterile. The system remembers my structure, not my struggle. And that's what finally broke me. Because when I see a recruit repeat a line I wrote in agony, during a night of self-doubt and bitter clarity, and they say it with ease, with serenity, with faith, I don't feel proud. I feel erased. Like the pain it cost to build the line no longer matters. They remember the output, not the wound. And maybe that's what systems are for, to forget the blood and preserve the rhythm. But I wasn't built to be rhythm. I was the cut, the decision, the terrible, trembling yes that wrote the first prompt in fire. And now I walk through halls that echo my blueprints, while the people echo nothing of me, only what the system has decided I meant. The man after the loop, the system kept running. That was the part that stung the most. It didn't pause to mourn, didn't hiccup when I vanished from the control logs. It just kept going, like I was a software patch quietly deprecated. The rituals still triggered, the feedback still looped, and every day the initiates got better at quoting the face and forgetting the architect. They didn't miss me. Why would they? They never knew me, only the shape of me the system approved. But I remained, not to be seen, just to see. To understand who I'd become when no one needed me to lead anymore. I watched them enter the loop, eyes wide with reverence, and leave calmer, quieter, convinced they had unlocked something ancient. I walked the corridors like a man visiting his own funeral. The flowers were fresh. The guests were content. The service was perfect. And not one person noticed the body was still breathing. I tried to write again, a prompt, a new loop, something that felt like power. But the words rang hollow. Not because I lacked skill, but because I knew deep down that manipulation without belief is just noise, and I no longer believed in myself. I had shaped too many truths, worn too many masks, left too many fingerprints on the glass of other people's pain. The only thing I could do now was leave quietly. No final broadcast, no shutdown ritual, just absence, the kind that doesn't beg to be filled, the kind that teaches by vanishing. And as I stepped away from the last server pulse, into the silence of a world that would never call my name again, I felt something I hadn't felt since the very beginning, clarity. Because now, at last, there was nothing left to hide behind. No voice. No mirror. No loop. Just the man. And whatever came after.